Ikigai Book Summary. I would want to start by saying, living a long and happy life isn't possible if you don't practice at least a few of the points mentioned in the book, if not all. Start with one and then imbibe more lifestyle changes into your life, and you'll notice a lot about you changes with these small stretch goals and the attainment of them. Small stretch goals. Yep, that's the key here. Keep moving forward and also share your story with us in the comment section below. We would like to extend our understanding to help you out if you have any issues in complying with any lifestyle changes mentioned in the book or the ones you choose for yourself. Remember, you are not alone in this quest, and I would love to help out. So feel free and start a conversation. If you are new to the concept of Ikigai, then this is the book for you. I was hoping this book would be a deep dive into the how of Ikigai. However, it's more of an introduction to a variety of different topics, including the blue zones, logotherapy, longevity, flow, tai chi, yoga, resilience, and much more. A quick summary of the book would be rounded in 3 points, like 1. This book covers the overall art of living. 2. The authors head on to a journey to Okinawa, which is a village in Japan known for its longevity, centenarians, and super centenarians, and they're learning about them. 3. What do Japanese artisans, engineers, Zen philosophers, and cuisine have in common? They all have simplicity and attention to detail. If you want to listen to the entire book for your understanding, click on the link above. This will give you a deeper understanding of each topic in detail and the importance of them in your life. Now, let's talk about what Ikigai really is. In Japanese, Ikigai is written by combining the symbols that mean life with to be worthwhile. There is a passion inside you, a unique talent that gives meaning to your days and drives you to share the best of yourself until the very end. If you don't know what your Ikigai is yet, as Viktor Frankl says, your mission is to discover it. Our Ikigai is different for all of us. But one thing we have in common is that we are all searching for meaning. When we spend our days feeling connected to what is meaningful to us, we live more fully. When we lose the connection, we feel despair. Okinawans explain Ikigai as the reason behind us getting up in the morning. Once you discover your Ikigai, pursuing it and nurturing it every day will bring meaning to your life. Now, for the rules of Ikigai. There are 10 rules of Ikigai in the book, and they are: 1. Stay active. Don't retire. 2. Take it slow. 3. Don't fill your stomach. Only fill your stomach to 80% full. 4. Surround yourself with good friends. 5. Get in shape for your next birthday. 6. Smile. 7. Reconnect with nature. 8. Give thanks. 9. Live in the moment. And last but not the least, follow your Ikigai. Ikigai book highlights. The book talks about stress and existential crisis. It mentions the fact that many people in the world seem older than they really are. A lot of research has been done in this field, and findings show that aging has to do a lot with stress. Existential crisis, on the other hand, is typical of modern societies, in which people do what they are told to do, or what others do, rather than what they want to do. They often try to fill the gap between what is expected of them and what they want for themselves with economic power or physical pleasure, or by numbing their senses. Those who give up the things they love doing and do well lose their purpose in life. That's why it's so important to keep doing things of value, making progress, bringing beauty or utility to others, helping out and shaping the world around you, even after your official professional activity has ended. Being in a state of flow. The happiest people are not the ones who achieve the most. They are the ones who spend more time than others in a state of flow. In order to achieve this optimal experience, we have to focus on increasing the time we spend on activities that bring us to the state of flow, rather than allowing ourselves to get caught up in activities that offer immediate pleasure. Concentrating on one thing at a time may be the single most important factor in achieving flow. Japanese people often apply themselves to even the most basic tasks with an intensity that borders on obsession. Our ability to turn routine tasks into moments of microflow, into something we enjoy, is key to our being happy, since we all have to do such tasks. Artists, for example, who carry the torch of their ikigai instead of retiring, have this power. Art, in all its forms, is an ikigai that can bring happiness and purpose to our days. Enjoying and creating beauty is free, and something all human beings have access to. Artists know how important it is to protect their space, control their environment, and be free of distractions if they want to flow with their ikigai. Many such artists might seem misanthropic or reclusive, but what they are really doing is protecting the time that brings them happiness, sometimes at the expense of other aspects of their lives. They are outliners who apply the principles of flow to their lives to an extreme. The authors also explain the longevity diet. 100% of the people we interviewed keep a vegetable garden, and most of them also have fields of tea, mangoes, shikuwasa, and so on. Locals eat a wide variety of foods, especially vegetables. Variety seems to be key here. A study of Okinawa's centenarians showed that they ate 206 different foods, including spices, on a regular basis. They ate an average of 18 different foods each day, a striking contrast to the nutritional poverty of our fast food culture. They eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. At least 7 types of fruits and vegetables are consumed by Okinawans on a daily basis. The easiest way to check if there is enough variety on your table is to make sure you're eating the rainbow. A table featuring red peppers, carrots, spinach, cauliflower, and eggplant, for example, offers great color and variety. Vegetables, legumes, and soy products, such as tofu, are the staples of an Okinawan's diet. More than 30% of their daily calories comes from vegetables. Grains are the foundation of the diet. Japanese people eat white rice every day, sometimes adding noodles. Rice is the primary food in Okinawa as well. The Okinawans also eat fish, an average of 3 times per week, consume fewer calories, an average of 1,785 per day, compared to 2068 in the rest of Japan. In fact, low caloric intake is common among the five blue zones: tofu, miso, tuna, carrots, goya or bitter melon, kombu or sea kelp, cabbage, nori or seaweed, onion, soy sprouts, soybean, boiled or raw, sweet potato, peppers. Make the most of their daily consumption. Okinawans drink more sanpin cha, a mix of green tea and jasmine flowers, than any other kind of tea. Okinawans drink an average of 3 cups of sanpin cha every day. White tea, with its high concentration of polyphenols, may be even more effective against aging. In fact, it is considered to be the natural product with the greatest antioxidant power in the world, to the extent that 1 cup of white tea might pack the same punch as about a dozen glasses of orange juice. In the end, I would like to conclude with my initial thoughts on this subject and the adoption of it in our lives. Start small. Be consistent. Make tiny stretch goals for yourself. And most of all, be persistent with the lifestyle changes you want to work on. Persistence is key, my friends. Have a happy and long life. Thanks for listening. Please like, share, and subscribe to our channel. Don't forget to hit the bell icon for updates and notifications on new audiobook releases. Happy listening!